It is, of course, going to be a rainy weekend, but a lot of events still going on in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County area, rain or no rain. One of those events taking place on Saturday is Tiger Chill for Chapel Hill High School. And joining us now is the co-creator and organizer of the event, Sandra Kamada. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.
In spite of the rain,
exactly.
Tiger Chill is still going on. Tell us about this event. What is it? When is it?
Okay, it's tomorrow, rain or shine. We're not going to let the hurricane get in our way of fun. We have changed the time. It was originally scheduled to start at 3. We're going to move it to 4, mm-hmm. 4 to 8 p.m. inside. It's going to be in the B building. It's the building right behind the main building off the courtyard. And it's going to be games, inflatables, food. We're going to have a special thing we're starting this year, 6:30 to 8. We're going to be, well, it's going to be Tiger Chill After Dark. We're going to have some garage bands, faculty bands, music groups, food trucks.
Awesome.
Will and Pop's Burgers, American Meltdown, and Maple View will be there, along with our other booths that we've had all afternoon. So I think it's going to be a really fun event, a chance to get those kids who are going to be having cabin fever by tomorrow at 4 p.m. out the door to do something fun.
Very cool. So the food trucks are still going to be outside, right?
Yes, as close to those doors as possible.
As close to the doors as possible, yep. So what other than moving it all inside, what other changes had to take place in order to accommodate the weather and get it inside?
Well, we had our Touch a Truck booth where mm-hmm. we had the fire trucks and the front loaders and the race cars all coming. Well, that kind of had to be changed.
Okay.
So we had to change that. And the past 2 years, we've had a snow hill, sledding hill, and we thank goodness we did not have that scheduled this year because, of course, that would be hard to move inside.
Slush hill at that point, yeah.
But so far, our big inflatables are going to go in the gym, and it's going to be actually great. That B building has really got some room,
yeah,
so
it really
it's going to be nice.
All right, awesome. Speaking with Sandra Kamada, co-creator and organizer of Tiger Chill, 4 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, at Chapel Hill High School. And again, rain or no rain, they moved it inside. It's going to be a really cool event, so get out and get out of the house for a little while and see.
Free admission. You mm-hmm. just once you get in, you just buy tickets to whatever you want
to
do.
To all of the different inflatables,
exactly,
and rides
and
things.
Okay. Yes. So
tell us where the proceeds go to, because this is for some really good causes.
Yes,
too.
It is. So the PTA booths, we will that will go for the PTSA account to help send teachers to conferences, discretionary funds, classroom supplies, and each booth is ran by different organizations, different teams, clubs, student run. And so they will take all their proceeds with them, and that will set them up for the year to be able to fund their trips, their activities that they want to do.
Awesome. So, again, Tiger Chill, Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m. How many people usually, I know it probably varies a little bit with weather, but how many people come out to this, and how many people are involved behind the scenes?
We probably have over 100 volunteers.
Wow.
Parents sign up to do booths and shifts, and you have kids and club advisors, teachers. We have a dunk tank, so those count, those teachers who get in there bravely. But, we usually have about 2,000 people come. So I hope we have a lot tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Let's keep our fingers and toes crossed.
Well, everyone should come out to Tiger Chill again. It's going to be rainy, so a lot of activities outdoors aren't going to be happening, but this is indoors this year, and it's going on rain or shine. So get out of the house, head to Chapel Hill High School, 4 to 8 p.m. on Saturday for Tiger Chill. And Sandra, before we let you go, we should mention, we were talking about this before the break, you're doing this out of the goodness of your heart this year because you are a parent at Chapel Hill High School, but not this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been a parent for 7 years, and I have a year off, and then my eighth grader will be there next year. But I have to give huge props to Tammy Lemoyne, who was my co-creator and organizer 4 years ago, and Laura Malinchak, who has taken over the helm at the PTA as PTA president this year. They've done a terrific job, and I'm just kind of helping be in their sidekick this year instead of the main person in charge.
So many people coming together to make this happen, and it is happening Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m., Tiger Chill. Anything else, Sana, before we let you go that people need to know about this event?
Well, we'll have, you know, signs up directing you from parking. We'll make it as easy as possible. And these, you know, we are our target audience are preschool kids up to like 8th or 9th grade, and then it's the high school kids that are putting on the activities, and then the 6:30 to 8, the high school kids can join in and enjoy the performances in the food trucks.
Awesome.
So I think it's something for everybody.
Awesome. Tiger Chill, 4 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, Chapel Hill High School. It's going to be inside, so the rain is not going to stop this party. Come on out to Chapel Hill High and have a good time tomorrow afternoon into the evening. Sandra Kamada, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. I really appreciate it.